The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. How you doing out there, people? Party people. Follow us on Swell. Get all the juicy, hilarious stories. You can see it on your screen there, how to participate in with the show. We're going to talk about parental bill of rights that passes the House despite Dem opposition. On Friday, the GOP led pass a parental bill of rights despite Democratic opposition to it. The bill passed narrowly 213 to 208 with a handful of douchey Republicans voting against it and no Democrats voting in favor of it. The bill is designed to promote transparency by requiring school districts to publicly post curricula, including lists of books and other reading material that will be made available to students. Let's stop on the books. If you are my Swell, you would know that DeSantis revealed these so-called books that are harmless, and they turned out to be nothing but gay porn in those books. Let's be honest. It was gay porn. Graphically, the pictures were graphic. And they allowed these in school, and they're saying DeSantis is trying to ban these harmless books. Harmless to who? Again, I keep saying, in my opinion, keep remembering, Democrats, there are many of these liberals that are demonic and evil, and it wouldn't be out of the realm to suggest that they would love for pedophilia to be real and not be called that. They would probably change the name to call it a preference that someone likes. Friday morning, ahead of the vote, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy expressed his support for the legislation on Twitter, and he said here, the House is about to vote on the H.R. 5, the Parents' Bill of Rights. It does not matter the color of skin, the zip code you live in, or the wealth you have. As a parent, you should have a right to know, let's keywords here, what's going on inside your child's classroom. Let's see what this says here. Let's watch this video. Oh, we have to, I can't hear it. Let's start this over. Come on. Here we go. Come on, speak up. I'm waiting here. Hurry up.
The House will be in order. The prayer will be offered by Chaplain Kibben.
Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, may your eyes be on the righteous and your ears open to their prayers. In your mercy, redeem us that we would be worthy to stand before you. Enable us to hold our tongues from malicious intent. Prevent our lips from speaking deliberate deceit. But strengthen us that we would turn away from evil and do good. In your eyes, O Lord, what does that really mean? Few of us are so ensnared by malevolence that we would not desire to do what is right by you, but speak into our sense of self-assurance and remind us that our adversary gains a foothold if we do not have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Guard us then against the insidiousness of evil, so that our natural response would not be to repay offense or disagreement with our own wrongdoing. But may we find ways to seek concord. Inspire us to pursue peace. For your eyes, O Lord, are on the righteous. Your ears are open to their prayers. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Amen.
Amen. The chair has examined the journal of the last day's proceedings and announces the House the approval thereof. Pursuant to Clause 1 of Rule 1, the journal stands approved. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by the gentlewoman from North Carolina.
Okay, so the House is about to vote on the H.R. 5, the Parents' Bill of Rights. It does not matter, or it doesn't matter, the skin color of the zip code. Democrats oppose to the bill, maintain that the true aim of the legislation is fascist and extreme and will lead to book banning and the outing of LGBTQ students, but Republicans push for the bill in response to the groundswell of support from the Republican base. The GOP bill is a response to the growing anger across the country about access to information on everything from school curricula to safety and mask policies to the prevalence of gender ideology and critical race theory in the classroom. Parents' anger over these issues at school board meetings led to an effort by the Biden administration's Justice Department to examine the disturbing trend of violent threats against school officials. House Republicans reacted by approving the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, which would require school districts to give parents access to curriculum and reading lists and would require schools to inform parents if school staff begin encouraging or promoting the child's gender transition. Now, that's just common sense to me. You should know what material your child is learning in school. You should know the books that your children are going to be reading. You should know if child transformers more than meets the eyes is being told to your child. Passage of the bill comes at a time when many state legislators are also debating and enacting measures designed to add transparency and support parents who have been stunned and angered at the push from many in education to indoctrinate students with progressive Marxist ideals, all the while shutting parents out of the process. While the Democrats rage against the measures, attributing the push for it to extreme MAGA Republicans, who, according to Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, don't want the children, I believe the children of the future, to learn about the Holocaust and want to ban books. They want to bully the LGBTQ community. They want to bring guns in the classrooms. Sure. Kindergarten and above, Republicans waved off those arguments. Now, where in this bill is it banning any books? Asserted Republican Ralph Norman, who said the goal of the language is to make sure parents are aware of sexually explicit books in school libraries. Norman and others also argued that the books under attack in some states and communities are those that include explicit sexual content that they say is not appropriate for certain ages and is not a core educational requirement. Norman cited books that talk about kids who are sexually active from the time I was 6, or that included explicit images of oral sex. You tell me that should be in the classrooms? Parents, is this something you want your child to read? Norman asked. Parents, is this something that encourages academics and allows the child to compete in the 21st century? Obviously, he's asking rhetorical questions. Matt Gaetz, he tweeted, from wokeness to funding to bathrooms to critical race theory, the federal government should not be involved in education. I don't want to strengthen the federal Department of Education. I want to abolish it. And I agree, abolish it. Abolish it. The other four Republicans who voted against the bill, okay, let's see who these idiots are, were Andy Biggs of Arizona. Are you listening, Arizonans? Write to him, blow up his phone, and vote him out. Andy Biggs, Ken Buck, Matt Rosendale, and Mike Lawler. Vote them out. Vote them out. This is ridiculous.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.